You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. During the past several months, I have been spending an inordinate amount of my time on maintenance, both on my automobile and my body. I'm not going to bore you with all the horrible details of this and get you depressed on this big feast day, except to say that that's the reason that I'm sitting down at every available opportunity during the Mass today. But I do want to use that as a jumping off point for what I want to say about Pentecost Sunday. I started to notice, maybe this is my deep insight for this week, that there is a similarity between what happens with my automobile and my body. Both of them, with advancing age, seem to require more maintenance. And I've even begun to see similarities in how they go about these operations, as I've visited both repair shops and medical institutions in the last few weeks. First thing they do when you come in, they don't care what hurts or what's wrong, we're going to get an exact diagnosis. And so there is this person called the triage person to check you in. And you can be in deathly pain, they don't seem to give a hoot. First thing they do is hook you up to all these different things, and they take your pulse and your temperature and your respiration and who knows what all. Feed all this lovely data into the computer. And then thinking that, and the part about this I hate the most, by the way, is when they say, step on the scale. I find that incredibly embarrassing, but I go through with it. But anyway, once they gather all the physical information, you'd think they would have enough. And then not once, but at least 25 times in this process, they say to you two questions. What is your name? And what is your date of birth? And after about 10 times, you need to say, how often do you need to hear this? But I started to figure out that too comes from an insight of the medical profession, where they have found out that there is a connection between your physical symptoms and your mental symptoms. And so I go through with the whole program, and eventually we get around to the business of curing or fixing whatever needs to be fixed. We go through this from death to birth, or from birth to death in that order, and it gets more and more frequent as we go along. I got to thinking about this when I was trying to gather my thoughts for what we're going to say about church on Pentecost Sunday. Today is the birthday of the church. And I thought, well, what better day than a birthday than to have your annual checkup? And so I'm going to suggest, when we get to the application part of this, that it's time to do a little triage on church, just as they do it on each of us. Two of our scriptures today, separated by 50 days in the early days of the church, Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday. On both occasions, the Holy Spirit came upon the church. On Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared in that evening and gave his disciples the power to forgive and to retain sins. And then 50 days later, on Pentecost Sunday, the Spirit came upon them all, and they had these wonderful manifestations of the Spirit, including the ability to speak even foreign languages. It wasn't just Easter and Pentecost. I think the Holy Spirit was coming upon them during that whole time as they prayed and contemplated together. And the Spirit came upon them not only in sudden spurts, but in a slow, almost incomprehensible manner. But at any rate, at the end of the 50-day preparation, the Spirit came upon them, and they were empowered to go out and preach and baptized, and here we are today. So I think there is a lesson for us here that since it is the Spirit that gives life to the church, here on the birthday of the church, we should do a little triaging, if you want to call it that, diagnosing of how the church is living or maybe failing to live in our lives today. And we should always start with ourselves before we start taking the show on the road to the rest of the people. And so I think it's important on Pentecost for each of us to take a good, honest look, a diagnosis, if you will, of our faith life, our spiritual development. So many people, we think that, well, we got front-loaded at the beginning with catechism as little children and religious education. But then once we became adults, we made the fatal error of figuring that, well, that takes care of that. And we forgot that spiritual life depends on constant nourishment and healing right on through all the stages of life. So each and every one of us needs to take a look, first of all, at ourselves and to just honestly say, am I using the sacraments of the church and spiritual reading and Bible study and all the different things that are available to us to nourish and grow my spiritual life? Because spiritual life works just like physical life. Just as my knees are now paying the price for not exercising over many years, our spiritual life can pay a price if we don't keep it operating efficiently right on through. So that's the first lesson. Take a good, honest look at our spiritual life and really say, do I need to step up the operation and to kick in some special remedies to make it more vibrant and more lively? Once we do that, then we can start to look at the life of the church at community levels. And there's all kind of levels. The parish here, Immaculate Conception, the Diocese of Belleville, the Universal Church, which Pope Francis is in charge of. At all these different levels, we have got to look honestly and say, what are we doing to keep it alive and vibrant, to live with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and what are we doing to shut it down and make it atrophy? And let's just face it honestly, in 2,000 years of church history, we've been at both ends of that curve. No question about it. We've had our good days and our bad days. So it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to bring our gifts to the service of the church and to make it thrive and prosper. And only then are we in any kind of a position to deal with the larger body, also church in a way, the entire human family, which includes people who have other world religions, people who have no religion whatsoever. You don't have to look very far in your newspaper, or your iPads, or wherever else your news comes from to know that the world at large is living in a culture of death. And it's our mission as believers in Christ and the ones who have received the Holy Spirit to be messengers of life, not contribute to the death by our attitudes, our actions, or any way at all. So that's what I think Pentecost is about. It reminds us that we are all one body of Christ. And that was the great insight, by the way, of St. Paul in our second reading, his letter to the Corinthians, where he developed this wonderful theology that has served us so well, the body of Christ. If any member suffers, they all suffer. If any is honored, they are all honored. And what a great insight that is. It's something that I think has served us so well down through the years. So that's what I think Pentecost reminds us of. We are here to do a triage, if you will, on our life of faith. So there's two questions. If they keep asking you, the answers are these. If they ask you, what is your name? The answer is, we are the body of Jesus Christ. They say, what is your date of birth? The great feast of Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.